Hello everyone, I'm Dr. Sri Banerjee, epidemiologist, biostatistician, faculty member. And in this segment, I'm going to be going over how to create a map from various data points and whatnot. So let's go and get started. This is the end result. I started with the end result that you should be seeing in a map that I'm about to show you. This is a map of St. Louis and the frequency of how many gunshots were in each of the census tracts is what is mapped here. So let's start from scratch here and then take a look at what to do. So at this point, I'm not going to show you from the very beginning what I did. I'm going to kind of give you a description and then, because this is beyond the scope of the video that I'm going over. So what I did is basically take a Excel spreadsheet and then go ahead and add that to here. And then I went ahead and uploaded this. So the file that I wanted to map, what I did is I went ahead and uploaded this with this icon. And then once I did that, there was a layer that was created, and you have to create this layer before you can manipulate this at all. So I have this map, and I have these data points all mapped out right here. And then this is a shape file that I downloaded from the Tiger Census, census.gov. And I have another video where I explain how I did that. So this is, when you have a tick mark here, that means that this is highlighted. So let's untick this and take a look at what appears. So what appears here is just the data points without any context of where this is located in St. Louis. However, when we open the, when we turn the tract level on, then you have this layer. Similarly, you have these events mapped out in layer format. Very important that this is layer format. And I'm going to show you why. You really have to, in order to do things, you have to go into open attribute table in the point level data. Notice this is the point level data and not the census tract outline data. So let's open attribute table. And the first thing I look at is add field there or not there? So this was a great example of where this was not a layer file, even though I thought that this was. So what I'm going to do is take this layer file from my personal computer and then take a look at what the, if the layer file actually can be used here. So again, let's go into the open attribute table. That's one of the only ways that you can tell. And again, add field is not there. So let's take a look at this and see if this is a layer. Open attribute table, and now this is not there either. So since none of them were there, I decided that I'm gonna kind of take another upload another file here. So let's do that here, and then let's go ahead and display the XY data. And when you do so, you're gonna have longitude, latitude. Make sure that geographic coordinate system is correct here, and then select OK. And there might be a warning that comes up. And here we go. So you have a data set here. You have points that have been mapped out here. Now let's save this. Let's export data. And when you do so, this is the shapefile that is created. However, you want to rename this so that this is more descriptive. You can just say St. Louis points. And then once this is created, this is actually going to ask you if you want to add this, and you would say yes. And now you have these points, and then now you can look at the attribute table and take a look at add field. So the other thing that you want to create is an add field right here. So in order to do so, what do you want to do? So again, at this point, what I decided to do is again go return to the open the tabular data basically, and then remember I was telling you about the add field. Go ahead and write count for the name, short integer, that's correct. And then this is another kind of area that people have difficulties in. Let me scroll this to the right here. Let me scroll this, like I was saying here. And here we go, count, and double click on this column, and then let's take a look at what type of. So you go into field calculator, and what you do is once you're in the field calculator, what you can do is count equals one, and then this will make sure that the whole list of records is actually one. So let's give this a moment, and as you can see, all of these have been turned into one. So you can exit out of this, and then as you can see, what you can do is now create a join, and when you do so, you can actually generate this, and then generate these categories here. So let's do a join. Now this is not a spatial join, this is a normal join. So join and relates join, and then I choose the layer to join the layer for spatial data. As you can see, this is in here. Make sure you include sum, and here's the points. And what you're gonna do is go ahead and select OK. This sometimes takes a while. So what you can do is rename this join output for to something more descriptive. Let's take a look here, make sure that this integrated. The one that you want to look at is something called count one, and if that hasn't appeared, then you did something wrong here. So here's your count. And this is the one you want to look at, not the other one. So from the shapefile perspective, let's take a look here, and then open attribute table, actually joins and relates, and let's do a join here. And when we do the join, you want to make sure that the correct file is selected. And in this situation, the St. Louis points is actually what we're looking at. So take a look at that, make sure sum is checked here, and then select OK. Then we're going to do the spatial join, and hopefully the join count will provide us with what we are looking for. We can uncheck join output 4, and let's take a look at join output 5 open attribute table, and you can actually go in here and take a look at count. Most of this is zero, however, if you scroll down, because as you realize, this is all in census tract, The number of gunshot incidents that are taking place in each census tract, and this is what is going to be mapped for us. So now that this is important information, you have to be able to kind of double check what you're doing, so that you can make sure that you're on the right track. So take a look at join output 5, and here's where you can actually do kind of something similar to this, and you can double click on this, and once you do that, then you can go into symbology, kind of take a look at what these are saying, fields, symbology. When you go into symbologies, you want to go into quantities and a graduated color. Now, make sure under the value you're putting something that is sensible. And so, and like we went over previously, this is count. Now, as you can see, there's a range of gunshot wounds, and you can go in there, select apply, and then select OK. And now this is the map that we began with. Here's a legend. You can include that legend. What you can do is edit this, count to, you can do again, gunshot frequency, and then label this in a way that this will appear in a sensible manner. You can just kind of click on this and rename it gunshot frequency. And there you have it. Again, this changed. You can use the insert and insert a title, insert a distance, and these actually provide more meaning here. And you honestly could do this for any sort of map, anywhere you have. This is basically the technique that you can use to create this map. Now, the pre-processing that has taken place is going into R, creating these joins, and then going into some other programs to do so. I hope this has made some sense. Thank you for listening.